How are you doing?
Hey.
Are you doing okay?
What?
Are you doing okay?
I'm doing perfect. Yeah, yesterday, in fact, had the results of my CAT scan, and the spot in my liver was only, it was like 2.62, and now it's 1.30, so it's gotten smaller, so it's really good. Of course, she thinks it's all of the chemo stuff, and of course, we know better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for
That's
you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Daddy, are you still with us? Okay. She was having lightheaded, and I'm just wondering if that has gone away also.
Oh, I am. Hi.
Do you still have your lightheadedness stuff going on with your head?
About the what?
Your head. You were having problems a couple weeks ago with your head.
Oh, you know what? It's gone away. And, you know, when I started counting the protein to make sure I had enough.
Okay.
And then the B12s, I guess, are very important.
Right.
The Bs are very important. And I started doing vitamins. Not the woman's pack, but just the vitamins.
Uh-huh.
And I think that between those two combinations, it has helped a lot.
And didn't we talk that mushrooms have good Bs in them?
Mushrooms?
Yeah.
That only thing that has very strong B in B12.
I did something yesterday for the first time because I've been having fruit as my breakfast for a long time now because Marianne Shearer recommended having it for one meal. And after listening to night of my elimination, interestingly. So I'm going to let that one meal a day of fruit go by the wayside, at least for now, and concentrate more on having oatmeal for breakfast again.
Right, this is way. I normally have a piece of fruit before I do my walk, and then I come back and have my oatmeal. So you still feel really satisfied. I don't like a full stomach when I walk, but even just having that piece of fruit before I start anything else, it's really good. You can do that. So you don't have to skip the whole fruit together.
Right.
But one piece and then have your oatmeal.
Yeah. Well, even Dr. Pedersen had recommended that we exercise before we eat our first meal, if you can, because then you're more likely to burn fat rather than muscle. And do it. And I think fruit is a quicker go through the body.
You know, my stomach is pretty empty by the morning. There's nothing in there from eating. So, yeah, you need to put something in when you wake up.
Right.
Within the hour, that still applies.
He said to eat something within an hour of getting up also, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, you know, one of the things that I have noticed since I've been doing this a little bit longer and more right to detail is that my blood pressure has dropped.
Wow.
I mean, it was always good anyways, but now it's down to like 102 to, over 67.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable.
You're clearing the arteries. You're clearing the arteries.
What's the level?
I guess.
Wait, what's the lowest range that's healthy?
Well, the American is 120 on 80 for adults.
Right, but how low can you go before you're too low?
Well, it's up to individual. For me, if I get lower than 90, I get dizzy, so I have to try and get up to 100.
Okay.
I depend on the body structure. I normally run 105 or 60, right? But when I went pregnancy, I went lower. I feel dizzy. Adults up to 60, 70, it's okay to be even 120 over 80 and try not to go any higher.
I think that was part of Daddy's problems a few weeks ago with her head.
Sure, I mean, yeah.
No, my blood pressure wasn't that low then.
Okay.
It's just like the past maybe about 6 weeks, I guess, it has really been low. And the reason why I started checking it is that my husband, I had him check his blood pressure. Now, this is a guy that never has any problems. and his blood pressure was up to 154 over.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was really high, and I really got nervous with him. So, you know, I says, I don't know what he's eating, but he's also eating outside. So he's more, now he understands what to eat when he goes, because he works at a college, and they have wonderful dining halls, and now he's starting to choose better ways of eating.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it was down to, like, I think it was 129 over, I want to say 79 or something like that, the last reading that he had. So that was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just education.
Sure.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Just education.
Right.
Yeah. So when you do feel like that, sometimes your blood sugar can be low as well, and sometimes all it needs is a little cup of milk, M-Y-L-K, or just a piece of fruit, and that will fix it too. And it's just like low in sugar, that's also a key as well. So.
You mean not a candy bar? Sorry.
If you want, just let me know. I was shot in there, so I don't know. That will work, doesn't matter.
I used to bowl with a gal who towards the end of our three games would have to have a candy bar to boost her blood sugar because fruit just wouldn't do it.
Wow.
Yeah. We were talking earlier in the call about people being ready for this. We were out with a couple Saturday night, and afterwards I said to my husband, you know, they have no idea how I'm eating because I just ordered, you know, the way I ordered, and even his comments about how he loves this, that, and everything else that, you know, meat. And they didn't pick up on that, but the woman who is early 70s made a comment, you know, I do what I do, and I'm not going to change because I only go through once, and I want to enjoy what I'm eating. And she doesn't have a weight problem. She used to as, you know, as a young person, but she manages to maintain her weight. But, you know, there are just certain people that you know that you just let it go.
We went out to eat at Applebee's over the weekend, and it was funny. My husband and I, we both ordered the sides, like side of potato, because they have baked potatoes now there, and a nice green salad. And I ordered two different vegetables and some coleslaw. Maybe the coleslaw wasn't what we should have, but this is something different. And the whole bill came to like $11 for the two of us.
I love it.
I know. I felt bad for the waitress, but we gave her a good tip anyways.
You're a cheap date.
But yeah. It was delicious. My husband says, wow, this is really good. And it was very filling. We weren't hungry afterwards.
Uh-huh.
We didn't want a dessert or anything.
And if you were still hungry, you could have ordered something else.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it would have broken the bank, but you could have still ordered something else.
Oh, yeah. Well, I couldn't believe the bill only came to $11.
Yeah.
That's $6.50 a piece. No, that's not even $6.50 a piece. What is that? $5.50 a piece.
Uh-huh.
For dinner.
Yep. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. We're cheap dates, that's for sure.
Yeah. We are.
Yeah. Anyone who was listening wants to say hello who didn't get a chance before? Okay. Anyone think of any questions as we've been chatting away here?
Good Morning America, too, had a trainer on there. And he was talking, you know, about how exercise is important, but the diet is also important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he gave some rules about the carbohydrates and, you know.
Oh, is that the one that's starting a new diet thing right now?
Yeah.
I saw the last 2 seconds of it.
Yeah.
It's,
I guess it's on their website anyway.
Uh-huh. You know. But they're not doing what we are, I don't believe.
No. He mentioned about, you know, staying away from more or less the breads and the pastas.
Well, the simple sugars, yeah.
Just eating the vegetables and fruit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Good.
And counting the calories, he said.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't believe in.
It's too much work.
It is. I can't stand it. Boy, I love this program.
Yeah.
I eat whatever I want to.
Tonight's the last night for any of you who watches The Greatest Loser, and I saw something, you know, a blurb on that also, and they were saying the last two finalists, you know, how hard they are working, and I think that the reason it finally registered with me, the reason they have been able, like last week, a woman who was has got to be very close to her weight, has lost 99 pounds already, and lost, I think, like 7 or 8 pounds last week, which is almost unheard of. They are exercising probably ad nauseum already. Their day is probably spent, and I have no clue what they're eating, but the rest of the day they probably are exercising. I can't imagine any other way that they would be dropping that kind of weight at this point in their, you know, 15 or 16 weeks. Usually the closer you get to your goal weight, the much harder and the much slower it becomes. Even McDougall mentioned that in the maximum weight, because, first of all, the weight has been with you much longer, but you're much more efficient at keeping it.
There is, if you do up your exercise, though, on a continual basis, your body has to respond.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay the same in your exercise level, then it doesn't respond as much because you get kind of used to what you're doing. So they're probably cross-training and all that, too.
Right. It's like a rubber band. If you stretch it to the max and leave it there, you're going to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've talked about that, too. And, you know, another thing that I heard on TV, which is another reminder of strength training, how if you do it now, your body benefits for more than 24 hours from it.
Mm-hmm.
Because your muscles continue to burn energy. So that's, you know,
always
the
nice
thing, that just when you're sitting and watching TV, get out those weights. That's what I've started doing. I've started doing them two or three times a week at least, just when I'm watching TV, doing some weights while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It does help the body, and I'm not looking to build muscles, you know, to become a muscle person. Just the idea that it's going to help burn more calories. Interestingly, it's more than several years ago already. Jim White, any of you who know him, he used to be on these calls once in a while. He's brilliant. He's out in the West Coast in Oregon, right? And he did some research on exercising, and there was a point at which, now I'm not talking about these people on The Greatest Loser because they're doing it probably, I want to say 20 hours a day, but that's ridiculous too. But they're doing it a lot. But he found that, you know, there's a point where if you go beyond that point, it's not even positive, and it might even be a negative effect. And I don't remember what that was, but you know, for those of us who are just working our program, 30 to 40 minutes is really what you should be doing. Now that the weather is turning better, you know, I probably will start walking later in the day as a second form of exercise again. And I don't know that I'm going to do anything deleterious, but it would be interesting to see if that makes a difference in the weight loss. Until it gets too hot to do that again. So,
looks like out here, what we're doing in Phoenix, because it's getting warm, is we're starting to do, well, bike riding and swimming.
Mm.
And so, it's interesting. Just like, you know, in the summer we talked about, I mean, in the wintertime we eat differently.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the same thing. In the warmer weather, then we exercise differently.
Sure.
So and that's how your body responds,
mm-hmm.
you know, why your body responds differently,
mm-hmm.
too. So, but yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and it's good to introduce different things. There was one thing I read about walking backwards. I can't imagine doing this for very long, but it is really very good for your body, and it strengthens it, not besides burning more calories. I don't know that I could do this, but maybe some of the younger 20-year-olds can.
I used to say, wouldn't it be nice if we could walk on our hands once in a while? Reverse things.
Yeah.
Or that's when I was younger, too.
I have enough trouble walking forward.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
we can just stick with one thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I got my blood work back, and my thyroid is perfect.
And you used to be on medication.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's right in the middle of the reference range.
Oh, my gosh. And what is
T3 and T4.
Mm-hmm. What did your doctor say about that one?
Oh, she just said, clean bill of slate, you're great. Of course. And my cholesterol went from 202 last year at this time, and then I started the China study in June. It went from 202 total to 163.
Wow. That is phenomenal, Jeannie.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. And all my numbers are really good. My HDL is 62, and LDL is 89. Triglycerides are 73, which are supposed to be below 150.
Wow.
My other doctor years ago used to say, why don't you eat a donut once in a while? Your triglycerides are so low.
And that's why you switched doctors, right?
Yeah.
Was that doctor thin or fat?
Yeah, that was the, yeah, she was thin, but she wasn't real healthy looking, I didn't think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyway, everything looks good. I'm reading, I'm learning a lot about, I'm looking on webmed.com and learning about the different components of your blood.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't ever be able to talk about this, but a complete blood count, CBC, there's information on like what your black blood cells do, what your red blood cells do, what hemocrit, hemoglobin, and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because I'm watching my protein.
Mm-hmm.
My protein seems to be on the lower side.
Mm-hmm.
My protein components are on the lower side, so they're in the reference range, but on the lower side. So, but the size of my red blood cells and all that are right in the middle. So the size is good, but the counts are a little bit on the low side. So it's interesting. The volume, I think, of my red blood cells is really good. You know, they're plump. In other words,
how do they know the size?
Well, I don't know. There's all these different. There's if you look at your, I don't know, I love to read my blood work.
I asked that because when I had my blood work done with Ted Aloisio, it was right there on the screen. But I guess that you can get the size from dead blood also. So, but it's just not moving around like mine was.
Right, right. Which I would love to do that if he's, you know, ever close by. I think that would be very cool.
Okay.
But no, I was very excited. I was especially concerned about my thyroid. So, it's just fine.
You don't have the McDougal Maxima, right?
I need to get that.
Let me just read you what he talks about as far as protein.
Okay.
Americans consume an average of 160 grams of protein daily, or about 8 times what we need.
Uh-huh.
He says studies have shown that an active, healthy adult man uses less than 20 grams of protein a day.
Really?
Yeah. Little, if any, is ever used as energy, nor is protein converted into carbs unless there is none available in the diet. Likewise, protein is not converted to fat. There's no place for storage of any of the excess 140 grams of protein the average American consumes each day. The truth is, you've got to get rid of it. All that excess protein is processed and eliminated by the liver and kidneys. In the process, this leftover protein overworks these organs. As a consequence, they become enlarged and the kidneys show deterioration over a lifetime. Interesting that you bring this up, and I just read this yesterday when I was reading.
Mm.
So, this dinner that we went to last week, and the first thing the woman said to me, where are you getting your protein, when she saw that I had none on my plate that she called protein. And I said, we know veggies have protein, and I'm going to send her that chart from the Campbell book that shows.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. So, you know, Americans don't realize how over-proteinized we are.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
That's
you
true.
To,
they
the,
don't.
To the dairy and meat industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've done a real good
Tell job. Me one more time the name, the full name of that.
The McDougal Program.
Okay.
For maximum weight loss.
For max, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. Anybody else have any final questions, thoughts, concerns? Wow, okay. I want to thank everybody in the Active Pilot Study Group for your time commitment and everybody else who keeps coming back and participating. It really helps me do my job because I don't want to do a monologue. If you have any questions or comments, go back to the person who brought you to the call. Come back on this call. Have a great day, everybody. Join us on this wonderful journey we're on, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for
your
participation.
Talk to you later.
You.
You're welcome.